I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We always say that music is a global language, and while hip-hop has become a sound and a style recognized the world over, many artists still build reputations by keeping their lyrics close to home, literally with rhymes about their city, their neighborhood, their block. So when a rapper's upbringing crosses oceans, borders, and languages, just what does keeping it real mean? Maybe it sounds like Anna Tiju.
Nací un día de junio del año 77, planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente. Signo patente tatuado y en mi frente que en el vientre de mi madre marcaba el paso siguiente. Nacer llorar sin anestesia en la camilla. Mi padre solo dijo es Ana María. Sí sería el primer llanto que me probaría, que mandó las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña del texto, como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto, correcto, incorrecto, se aprende todo al respecto.
This is 1977, and it's the title track from Tiju's sophomore album. The French-Chilean rapper is already one of the hottest MCs in Latin America, and now she's reaching for an even bigger audience as she tours North America. Anna Tiju joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
So in addition to being the title track of the album, 1977 was also the year you were born. What's the story you're telling in the title track?
Yes, well, it was a long time ago that I wanted to make a song about like a little biography of myself, but I didn't make it before because I was thinking that it was so egocentric. So I was like, no, forget about that.
Mm-hmm. I was still trying to wrap my head around a rapper who doesn't want to sound egocentric, and I just...
It's complicated.
I'm sorry, I'm like...
No, but it's complicated. Even for to be on stage, it's more than a rap, I think. It's about... Ego is everywhere. It's not about only in hip-hop, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Going to your unique biography, you were born in France in 1977, as we said.
In 1977, yes.
Then. Both your parents are Chilean.
Yes.
And they were accurate to say they were in exile there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did they see themselves as living in France in exile from Chile?
Yes. I mean, like, you got to understand also, like, the political situation that was living Chile, and not only Chile, you know, other countries in Latin America, like Uruguay or Argentina even. So what happened, like, in 73, we got this dictator that happened with Pinochet. And my parents, like a lot of young people that used to be at that time or in university, was fighting against the government, and they was in jail. And it's not even exiled themselves. They put them in a plane, and they got to come to France.
So tell me, what are your earliest memories of hip-hop?
I've got to be honest, like, I begin really to listen to hip-hop thanks to my mother, because my mother used to be, she's a sociologist right now, you know, like making social work.
Social worker,
that,
yeah, I think
yes,
we
exactly.
use the term social worker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at the time I used to have, I don't know, like 8 or 10 years old, and my mother used to take me at work sometimes because I couldn't stay by my own at home. And like a lot of kids, I was arriving to the work of my mother. And all these young guys and young women used to be so hip-hop. And for me, it was like, wow, that was so amazing, because I was feeling like very much like them, because most of them was from Algeria or Morocco, Tunisia or Africans, but they was born like me in France with parents from Africa. So I could feel the parallel, and I was feeling very...
Sort of a little bit like an outsider.
Exactly that. So when I see those people making the music or painting, it was like, yes, I feel the same stuff, like this contradictory stuff that is happening to me. Like, I was born in France, my parents are not French, they really don't want to be here, like they want to come back to the country, but I love this country also, you know, like all this contradictory that can leave a kid, almost like the Mexican that was born here. But they are North American, but the parents are Mexican, you know?
Sure. What's your first language, by the way? Because I'm hearing the French, and I'm also hearing, but you rap in Spanish and beautifully and very well.
Thank you so much.
And so, but what's your first language?
I couldn't say, because my parents used to speak me in Spanish, and I used to answer everything in French.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think I've got this both language in my head.
Well, three, because you're speaking English as well.
And yes, but I don't speak so good. Like, I'm trying to do my best.
Well, yeah, let me just say, your English is better than a lot of people's French.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You do rap in French on this album in 1977. Mm-hmm. Well, let's play a little bit of Ooh La La, and then you could tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay,
here it is.
J'ai pas trop changé, je crois. J'ai la même tête, le même sourire qu'avant, tu vois. Dans mon tiroir, j'ai trouvé cette photo où deux gamines souriaient simplement à fleur de peau, j'avoue. Je kiffe pas trop le Facebook. Trop de gens, trop de monde, parfois je perds le souffle. Je préfère t'écrire et que t'écoutes ce morceau. Tu te rappelles, on savait les chansons de la radio de Néné Chéri et de Whitney Houston. On s'apprenait la chorégraphie de Janet Jackson. On s'est perdu depuis trop longtemps, mais dans le fond, on a les mêmes rêves et les mêmes plans. Alors, quand tu veux, tu m'appelles. Qu'importe la distance, si c'est la même amitié qui nous a laissé quelque chose qui ne peut pas s'expliquer.
Quand tu veux, tu m'appelles. Qu'importe la distance, si c'est la même amitié qui nous a laissé quelque chose qui ne peut pas s'expliquer. Quand tu veux, tu m'appelles. Qu'importe la distance, si c'est la même amitié qui nous a laissé quelque chose qui ne peut pas s'expliquer.
All right, help me out with this one.
It's a song about friendship. It's a song that I write for a friend of mine that we grew up together. So it's almost the same story that I was saying like before. She was born in France like me. Her parents was from the Congo. So also like to go to her house and have all this African tradition. And she used to stay a lot in my house and all that with all the Chilean tradition. And I made that song that is talking really about the friendship and about the distance and about crazy the way that we have been pushing away and that we are so close at the same times.
Well, talk to me a little bit about that whole keeping it real thing. I mean, here in the U.S., as in other places too, it has to be said, one of the crucial things for rappers is supposedly keeping it real, representing the people you grew up with, the place you're from. And I'm interested in what your relationship to this whole keeping it real idea, given that you grew up in France and you were there, but not always there. You were in it, but not always of it. And that sense of, also, of that. What is real for you? What's the real place for you? And then you went back to Chile, right?
I mean, yes, I come back right now. But I mean, more than that is like this concept about to keep it real, it has been so manipulated, I guess, like by the system. I think there is nothing better for the system to separate to each other. So it's almost like the world is a ghetto. So the codes that you can see in a ghetto in LA or in New York or in Paris or in Russia or in Chile or in Tanzania are most of the time the same. It's about your block, your people. And the other stuff is about to feel this feeling of the land that is very capitalist also, you know?
How do you feel you're going to fit into the scene here then? Do you feel that, I mean, some have made the argument, not for the first time and not recently, that hip-hop has lost its way in this country. Some have gone so far as to say that hip-hop is dead. Do you agree?
No, I'm not agree because I think that I feel in North America, you get amazing people because you get a contra culture. Amazing. I mean, all the music that I listen also come from here. It's about the response to that. So the only thing that we got in this world is the faith about changes. And when I say change, it's about when you say to me, what are you expecting for perhaps with this public and with this audience? First of all, I will tell you this. I didn't came here to conquer anybody. Do you understand what I mean? I just came to show another face of what is happening. And I feel a lot of very similar faces here and very similar sensibility and humanity. And I think that if we feel that we are lost with that vision of the world, we are lost like a society. We made this society.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with rapper Anna Tijoux. We're talking about her latest album, 1977, and whatever else is on her mind. Well, let's talk a little bit about your outreach to fans here in the U.S. In the song Suve, you team up with the Detroit rapper Invincible. Let's play a little bit of that, and then you can tell us about it.
Apuntar las ideas, escribir de todo lo que vives, lo que veas, aprietar del gatillo y entonar lo que se crea. Sube, siempre ser un noble, la tarea en sus marcas. Apuntar las ideas, escribir de todo lo que vives, lo que veas, aprietar del gatillo y entonar lo que se crea. Sube, siempre será noble la tarea.
To go higher first, gotta dig the depths of the earth. Weed out the roots of evilness like a hex of a curse. Plant the seeds into fertile soil of resistance. Bears the fruit to feed us so we return flesh to the dirt. It's effortless work. Do more what you love. Years of tears, sweat, and blood. Simultaneous death and the birth. full cycle like a merry-go-round. Ultrasound to wearing the crown to the burial ground. From the bottom up, we horizontal. They top down, hit them like a million raindrops. Should have wore a poncho. More than organized, form the rivers, oceans, ponds flow.
Tell me a little bit about this.
About this song?
Yeah.
I meet Invincible through MySpace. And the first time that I listened to her, I see her music in YouTube. And to be honest, I was like, wow, she's amazing. So I was like a fan, like speaking to her in my space, like, oh, I love your music and I would love to have you in this album that I'm making. And she responds immediately, like, I sent her like the song with the record and I translate everything that I was writing. So she liked the idea of the song and she sent me back what she recorded. And that was so natural. I mean, I really admire her and like a human being, like an artist, like a woman. She's really amazing.
You know, I was interested in this in part because the first generation women rappers like Queen Latifah has recently said, you know, where's the next generation coming from? And in part because, you know, her career was in some ways in opposition to what was going on in her day and in the sense of the hypersexual content and the kind of hypermasculinity and all that some people were putting out at that time. And there are a lot of people who still think that contemporary hip hop still pushes women into a corner. It's either you embrace, you know, being a sexual being and being kind of hyper sexy, or you push it the other way and that there's no middle ground for women. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm agree and I'm not agree because in my case, like I couldn't say, and it will be very hypocrite if I say that it has been more harder because I'm a woman. And I will tell you why, because I begin to really making rhymes and to write thanks to guys, because they was all my friends. And I think that in the music, even if this industry wants some kind of faces and blah, 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 and sexy or not sexy, I really think that it exists a crowd and exists a public that want to listen different stuff, and that exists. The society is not so stupid like the way that we think. It's more that it's like the society is sleeping. You know what? I don't know how to explain very much what I'm trying to say.
Oh, but I think you're doing fine.
Ah, well, thank you. Mommy. Thank you.
How has your reception been in the U.S.? How have you found your tour
very
so far?
Very good, very good. Very good because I was not expecting nothing. My vision and the vision that was saying me some people that I like, so friends of mine, was saying, Anna, don't make any expectation about what is going to happen. So I said, well, we are going to see what is going to happen, you know? Like, I'm not expecting nothing. And it's not about to conquer the market of the empire market in North America. It's about expression, because if I was a painter, it would be more easy right now, in that sense, about the expression and the language.
Oh, I see. Yes, you'd have all the colors accessible to you.
Yes, it's about that. Because some people say, oh, she's rapping in English or she's singing a rapper. I'm not close to rap in any language. It's not about English. It's about all the language.
Well, that's interesting, just because there are some artists, like Juan S., for example,
yes,
who refuses to record in English, even though he speaks English very well. And he's making a statement with that.
Yes, I mean, his vision is about, my vision is different in that place because, I mean, for me, I've got to be honest, like North America always has been this contradictory country because the country that make all the dictatorship in my country and in Latin America is the country that make the war right now and is going to go to Iran, Afghanistan. And another place is the country, I don't know, where you got all the soul, the Motown, the rap. So it's very contradictory, this vision with North America.
Well, speaking of just home and where's home and where's the new place, too, you were just back in Chile this past February during that massive earthquake that many people followed. If I could just ask, you were there. What was it like when you were there?
Well, I was going to perform. I was watching for my, because it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So, and suddenly I was thinking that the people was like jumping. So I was like, wow, the people are crazy here. Was my first reaction, like, wow, it's doing well, way. And after a while, I was like, whoa, 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 apparently it's the people are not jumping. And after all, like, everybody was shaking like samba. And of course, like, the light cut off. And I've got a kid, so my first reaction, like a human being, was my kid, I want to see Luciano. And I would tell you this, like...
Where was he, by the way? Is he okay?
He was very fine. Even, like, they didn't wake up him. I think he's the only person that was sleeping during the earthquake. The first reaction that I had, and I think that it was the reaction that all the country got, is about, where are my people? Like, you begin to call your mother, your father, your kid. It's about love. It's about the needing of... And I know it's so cliche, But at the end, what do you want to have at that moment is to hug your family and say, okay, you are all well, you are all alive, okay.
Well, no, I take your point, but that people still are concerned, so I did want to ask. But before I let you go, what's next for you? What's on your mind? What are you working on?
Right now, I'm continuing with the promotion with 1977, and I'm beginning to write the lyrics from the next album. I'm thinking about that right now.
Do you have a title yet, or is it secret?
I've got a title.
Is it secret?
It's not a secret because perhaps I will change, but I can say the concept is about 2012. It's about the Mayas.
Oh.
It's about the sun, I will say, like what is going to happen with the manifestation of the sun.
All right. Well, thanks for that. What should we go out on?
Well, first of all, thank you for the interview. And I always enjoy good conversation because they are not interview. They are most conversation than interview. And I would like to dedicate this song about all the people that are listening. That this song is called Partir de Cero. That's mean to begin everything again. And I would just say that it's talk about when sometimes your self-esteem is down. It's about to begin everything again, most of all.
All right. Anna Tiju's latest album is 1977. She was kind enough to interrupt her North America tour to join us at NPR West. Anna Tiju, thank you so much
thank
for joining
us. Thank you so much, mami. Ciao.
Voy a partir segura. Si no parto segura, se romperá mi armadura. La moldura contiene de toda su estructura. Y el contenido decidió matar toda su estructura. Pura cepa para partir perdiendo. Perdiéndose valora el detalle de un gran comienzo. Mejor mirada atrás, analizar todo el complejo. Manejo de una industria que solo quiere forcejo. Eso yo lo dejo para partir saliendo. Ya bajé demasiado y el sol está naciendo. Se abre mi telón 77 transmitiendo. Voy a partir de cero, cero es mi atuendo. Moviendo mi pieza con un largo enroque. Mi tablero no quiere que a los peones se toque. La reina.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Jamila Bey, Brackton Booker, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Asma Khalid, Jennifer Longmire Wright, Alicia Montgomery, Emily Oxenschlager, Rob Sachs, and Chinamae Wilson. Our editor is Kyle McKinnon. Our senior supervising editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our senior producer is Monica Evstatieva. The program is directed by Arjun Hutchins. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.